I'll just give you an example of this. This is some work that Nicola Barnes did. She took 90 non-recurrent cancer DCIS at 5 years, 39 that were recurrent, 28 DCIS, 11 invasive. And essentially, if you were HER2 positive, that was 34% of the population, then half of them had a recurrence either in the ipsilateral or the contralateral breast within 5 years, whereas if you were HER4, 5% had HER4 positive only, which was 26%, 5% had recurrence, and none of them were invasive. So in other words, I think we can select by which epidermal growth factor receptor 1, 2, 3, or 4 is present as to whether or not they're likely to recur and likely to respond to hormonal therapy. And if you say, well, how does that relate to the other factors? Well, sure, excision margin increased the risk, high grade increased the risk, but note there is a 60% reduction in recurrence despite no radiotherapy in this population if you're HER4 positive, because you're very hormonally sensitive and likely to be driven by hormones in that setting.